Hello.
Good afternoon. May I speak with Irvin Moody?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, this is Valeria from Family First.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good, Irvin. Thank you for asking. Yeah, I'm just reading your message. Were you able to download the app?
Yes, when I got home last night, it started working when I cut my Wi-Fi on. And I got the app, and it was asking for a verification code. It said contact you guys for that. Let me see. So I wasn't able to clock in with it without that verification code. So I was wondering, did I have to do another timesheet for today until we get this under control? Activation code, that's what I was looking for.
Got it.
Connect your account.
Do you have
activation code?
Do you have the mobile ID number? When I send you like some screenshots on how the mobile ID comes up in the app. That's the number that I need.
Okay, let me see this screenshot you sent me. Find it. Alright, so the screenshots you sent me.
Mm-hmm. Once you create the account, did you receive the confirmation email?
Yes, I got that. I think I got that email. So these screenshots you sent me. Oh, let me see. I'm going to put this on. One second. I'm trying to see.
If you see like a mobile ID number, that's the number that I need.
And that will be in the email?
It will come up in the app.
I'm going back. I'm on the app. Well, I'm looking at it. It says onboarding. Connect your account. Enter the activation code provided by 88AE via email, text. Connect your account. Please connect to a provider or employer if you do not have activation code. So the activation code will be in the email, you said?
Can be in the email or like a pop-up in the app. It comes up in the app.
Because I'm in the app and it's just telling me activation code. Let me see.
Did you click on the three dot icon and update your profile?
Okay, return to login. Let me see.
Okay.
You said click the three dots at the top.
Click in the three dot icon in the upper right hand corner.
Okay. All right. What else do I click on? All right, I clicked the three dots. What else should I do? Just open in Chrome, browser, find and page. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, I clicked the three dots. What's next?
It says update profile. You see it? Update profile?
No, I don't see that. The screen I see is now it's an HHA exchange, and it's got me, it says email and password, login. Do you have an account? Sign up there, and then I click the three dots at the top. I don't get it. Okay, you go all the way out. Like back on the app. So I have an Android, so I don't know. I don't see it. It says open Chrome browser, find and page, add to home screen, desktop setup, and translation.
Did you log in already?
No. I was logged in, but that was actually the verification code. I'm going to log in again. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, take your time.
Yeah, because I was logged in, but it was asking for that code. I don't have any log back in. Log in. Okay, I'm logged in. It says connect your account, enter the activation code provided. It says submit code. So how do I get that code? I'm in the email. It says welcome to HR Exchange. Visit verification system. Mobile, your account has been successfully created. To complete account registration, click on the verify email button before verifying your email address for security purposes. So I click verify email in the email.
I'm sorry?
I'm inside the email part now, and it's saying verify email, so I'll do that. You think that could be the problem?
Yes, if you receive the email, do it and let me know.
Click verify email?
Yes. Let me see my instructions.
Email verified. You have successfully verified your email address. Please return to the mobile app to complete the account activation process.
Okay. What you see, Irvin, let me know, okay?
Okay. On the app, it's still active the verification code. And check my email. Email says email verified. Then I gotta get the activation code from you.
No, the activation code comes up in the app. Something wrong here. Let me. It's like the last screenshot that I sent you. That's the way that the mobile ID comes up in the app. So you should give me the number.
From the screenshot. Let's see.
Yes, that's an example.
Oh, numbers. Okay, yeah, I don't see none of that. The screen I see, I can, let me take a screenshot and send it to what I got. It's just saying it's active for that code. And once I submit it, I guess I will be there because I'm on the onboarding screen.
Okay. Are you able to take a screenshot and send it to me so I can follow up? You can submit a timesheet for today also and for tomorrow if you don't have the app set up yet, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So use that same link that you sent me yesterday?
Yes, you can use always the same link because It never expire.
Do you know if you got that timesheet I submitted? It was like later in the night when I submitted. I don't know. It said it had to be by a certain time. I'll just send it to you.
Okay, yeah, receive it. Let me refresh. Got it. I receive it. Thank you so much, Irvin. I will follow up and get back to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let's Anything submit. Else I can help?
At 5 o'clock, I submit the timesheet for today.
Yes.
Okay. Did you guys receive the one from yesterday? It was kind of late.
Yes, we received it, yep.
Okay. Gotcha. All right, I'll just wait for your call with the follow-up to get inside that app.
Yes. Thank you so much for your time, Irvin.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay.